The Special Service Division invites you, soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations, to drop in at Duffy's Tavern.
Duffy's, will you leave me? Pete, Archie, the manager's speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Orson Welles. The actor, writer, producer, and director. What does he do for a living? Nothing. He's a genius. Well, Duffy, you know how it is with geniuses. His wife works. His wife is Rita Hayworth. Huh? Yeah, that's what I said, but she picked him, you know. How's business? Well, so far tonight we have took in 80 cents. Yeah. Four steak dinners. Well, Duffy, Grogan's joint across the street is taking all our business away. Well, he's got a floor show over there, 12 chorus girls. What have we got to equal 12 dames? Your big fat wife, huh? I don't know, Duffy. To me, 12 dames somehow is more attractive separate than when they're lumped together like that. Listen, Duffy, maybe Orson Welles could help our business. Well, he's a magician. Certainly, finished putting on a big magic show for the soldiers. Yeah, with Rita Hayworth and Marlene Dietrich. Huh? Oh, yeah, you should have seen the wonderful tricks he thought up. Huh? With them two dames, you could have thought up wonderful tricks, too, huh? Duffy, at your age, I'll call you back. Goodbye. Eddie, please, stop standing around. Why don't you wait on the customers?
Customers? Are you kidding?
Well, just don't stand around. Do something. There's a fly over there. Swat it.
If I kill that fly, we'll be all alone here.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie. I can't understand why our business should suffer such a retrench. After all, look at our location. A1.
Yeah, but look at the joint. 4F.
Well, Grogan's across the street is no better, and he's packed.
Well, he gives them chorus girls.
All right, that's one for Grogan. But he don't have a manager like me.
Two for Grogan.
Look, Daddy, it ain't my fault if Duffy is too cheap to spend money on a joint. Look at that electric sign outside. Duffy's. The D-U-F-F is lit, and the Y-N-D-S is blown out. That cheapskate.
Yeah, I know. The D-U-F-F. Did you tell Duffy?
Certainly, I told him.
What did he say?
He said just to call him Duff. Eddie, what we need in this place is showmanship.
What's that?
Showmanship? Showmanship, Eddie, is that certain something that you can't put your fingers on, yet when them 60 fan dancers walk across the stage, you know it's there. And that's what I'm coming to. I got an idea that's going to revolutionize things here.
You're going to put meat in the hamburger.
Even more gastric than that, Eddie. I'm going to hire Orson Welles.
Who's he?
Eddie, Orson Welles is to the theater, the radio, and the screen what I am to the restaurant business.
Oh, a freak, huh? Hello.
Speaking of freaks, well, hello, Finnegan. I'm glad to see you. It's good to see that one old friend of Duffy's is still loyal to us, not going on. Where you been?
Oh, with the Grogan.
The Grogan, Finnegan.
Yeah.
My bosom friend. My goon companion.
Oh, but Arch, you ought to see the striptease act they got over there.
Striptease act?
Yeah, Siamese twins. They call them double exposure.
Finnegan. My pal, going to Grogan.
Yeah, but Arch, I didn't mean it.
Finnegan, have you forgotten the many happy hours we used to spend together? I used to read you the words under the cartoons in Esquire. And now you turn out to be a fifth of a columnist.
I'm sorry, George.
Well, you should be going over there just because there's nudity. Tell me, was there anything over there with any punkitude?
Come here, dude. They got a wonderful bubble dancer. You ought to see her, Arch. She throws the bubble up in the air and catches it. Oh, boy, can that girl catch.
Anakin, chorus girls. Does your mother know you go to see them things?
Oh, no. I covered my face every time my mother danced by.
And your breathing? Gypsy Rose Finnegan.
Hello, Archie.
Hello, Miss Duffy.
How do you like my new nail do?
Your new what do?
My nail do. Remember, I used to wear a red do, now I wear a pink do.
You did do, huh? I see you're getting fixed up for Orson, huh?
Orson who?
What other Orson do you know?
Some Noels.
What's the matter, Miss Duffy? Just because Orson got married, are you getting perturbed?
Why should I get perturbed? If I got married next week, would Rita Hayworth get perturbed?
If you married Orson Welles, yes.
As a matter of fact, at the meeting tonight...
What meeting?
My sorority, the 10 Jolly Girls AC.
Oh. How are the 10 ugly girls?
Jolly.
Jolly ugly. Any of them catch a guy yet?
Oh, don't worry. They got all the fellas they want. Right now, you couldn't even get a date with them.
Tell me, what was tonight's meeting about?
We held memorial services for Orson Welles. Poor Orson!
Miss Duffy, Orson is only wedded, not deaded.
To us, he is deaded.
Look, Miss Duffy, be brave about it. After all, look who beat you out. Rita Hayworth.
And why? Just because I'm a nobody and she is.
Well, maybe someday you'll be a nobody, too.
Hi, oh, bud.
Oh, that man is in again. What do you want, Johnson?
Well, I'm ready to kill the people.
Well, if you're singing, don't do it. Nothing will.
Arch, you slay me. I'll go ahead with my build-up.
What build-up?
Well, the build-up, the one where you announce that I'm great.
The one where I announce you're great, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that great singer Johnny Johnson, with that great orchestra led by the great Paul Weston, will now grate on your ears. Take it, bud.
How sweet you are. How sweet you are. How dear your tenderly smiling face. Through days all bitter and gray and grim. Through nights when even the stars are dim. How sweet to know my heart can glow from just the warmth of our first embrace. The world's a lovelier world by far when remember how sweet you are. How sweet to know my heart can glow from just the warmth of our first embrace. This world's a lovelier world by far.
Hey, Eddie. I think I'll give him a $5 raise. Hey, Johnson.
Yeah, Arch?
After this, your salary is $5 a week.
Oh, thanks.
But don't let it go to your head.
This place is very dull. Where's Orson Welles?
Who said that?
I did.
Who are you?
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
He's spontaneous.
Orson Welles, well, you surprised me. You spoiled your own entrance.
I spoiled an entrance?
Yeah, you got married. You know, it's an old custom. I was going to carry you over the threshold.
Archie, after a wedding, you don't carry the groom, you carry the bride.
Not the kind of bride? Well, Orson, you know better than I do. I don't know.
They may not be laughing, but you are.
Well, anyways, Orson, how is marriage life?
Well, after doing my magic show, sawing women in half every night, it's such a thrill to own a whole one.
Yeah, as the saying goes, that half a dame ain't better than none at all. Or is it the other way around? I don't know. Anyways, Orson, you're lucky being settled down. Here I am, a handsome, legitimate bachelor. No. Fairly wealthy, living in a duplex apartment, two bathrooms. very attractive.
Two bathrooms, so I'll bet one is just for show.
Well, I don't know. You never can tell when a friend might drop in for a bath. Anyways, there I sit, just with myself.
And that's really lonely.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. The guy is insufficient all to himself. After all, man was created to grow up, to marry, to brood.
Well, at least you've got them in the right order. I can see your trouble, Archie. You've been a bachelor so long.
Ever since I was born, Orson. That's the trouble. You get kind of set in your ways, you know. You take a guy like me. When I come home at night, I like things just so, you know. I like to know that there on the lamp is me shape. I like to know that under the mattress, neatly folded, is me pants. And I don't like to be looking for me socks. I want to know that there they are, on the stove, drying out for the morning.
Well, you just have to find a girl that likes a fop. Tell me, Archie, have you some fair creature in mind?
Katrinky Yabats.
Gesundheit.
Awesome. Katrinka is a dame. And she's built somewhat like your wife, except where Rita goes in, Katrinka goes out. And where Rita goes out, Katrinka goes out further.
Let me think that over. That sounds ideal.
Yeah, sure. You know, I should have a wife like Katrinka. Have somebody to bring me paper, fetch me pipe and slippers, then curl up on the floor at me feet.
And before you retire, you walk her.
Naturally. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Oh, Miss Duffy, this is Orson Welles.
Oh, Mr. Welles, I'm very glad to meet you. Orson, I hope you'll be very happy.
Miss Duffy, please. Orson, this marriage of yours has hit the dame pretty hard, you know. Coming right on top of Harry James.
Archie, what do you know about a girl's broken heart?
Miss Duffy, maybe you could forget me if I offered you a career.
I think I could.
You want to go on the stage?
Well, what pretty girl doesn't? Could you put me in your magic show, Orson?
Miss Duffy, you on the stage.
Why not? I'd be as good as Marlene Dietrich any day. After all, it ain't for nothing the fellas on Third Avenue call me Legs Duffy.
Well, they used to call me Ears Archie, but it was no compliment. What could you do in a magic show?
Well, Orson could read my mind. Would you like to try it, Orson?
Go ahead, Orson. It's light reading.
All right, Miss Duffy, concentrate. Now think. Are you concentrating on something?
Yes, Orson.
Miss Duffy, I told you I'm a married man.
Finnegan. Finnegan, I would like you to meet Orson Welles.
I don't want to meet that guy. He married my girl.
Him, she must have kept in the closet.
Orsi, I'd like to talk a little bit.
Oh, it says attic. It says attic in the script.
Yeah.
Him, well, she must have kept in the attic. Funnier that way, too.
Naturally, she kept them in the attic. They keep bats in the belfry. Listen, Orson, I'd like to talk a little business to you.
How is business?
To put it blankly, terrible.
That's funny. You have a good location here, right across the street from Grogan.
Grogan. That veritable swine.
I beg your pardon?
That veritable swine.
That's the worst kind.
Sir, he'll do anything to get business. Chorus girls, clean tablecloths, fresh fruit.
Say that again.
Take the R out. The oyster season. They were right, and there was no R in the thing.
What can you do with meat?
Huh? I can't do a thing with meat, and Grogan can't do nothing.
A rat,
he's
eh?
Certain. Well, certainly he's a rat. Absolutely unethical. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Orson. The only way we can compete with the guy is showmanship. Now, I'll give you three guesses. Who's the greatest showman of all times?
Well, who are the two others?
That's right, you're right. Now, look, Orson, I was thinking maybe you and Johnny Johnson, our singer, could put on a review.
Right, we could call it Duffy's a Poppin'.
Right, Duffy's a Poppin'. With Orson and Johnson.
Right, in a review, I could tell jokes. You know, I've been doing very well with comedy.
That's better than I've been doing. For instance, what is one of your jokes?
Jokes?
Yeah.
When girls get jobs in fruit stores, everyone will have a date.
Finnegan, I think we should send him over to Grogan. No, we couldn't do that. Couldn't send him. That much of a rat Grogan ain't. Look, Orson, maybe we should do something that isn't so funny.
Maybe you're right. How about a little Shakespeare?
Shakespeare? Any schoolboy can do Shakespeare.
Can you?
I ain't no schoolboy. Look, Orson, you're a writer. Couldn't you write something? How long would it take?
Give me a pencil and paper.
Okay. Here.
Okay. Here.
The second act is a little too long.
Thank you.
Say, Orson, are you finished?
Pages ago.
Okay, everybody get their part?
All right.
Good. Prim, Fred, please. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, we now present the Duffy Wonder Show, starring Orson Welles, a man who knows the unknowable, who does the undoable, who can unscrew the unscrutable. I give you that bombastic mastic of mystic, Orson Welles.
Hooray!
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start with a fascinating trick. Has anybody in the crowd got a $10 bill? That's the best laugh we've had today. Now, quiet, gentlemen. Archie, have you a $10 bill?
Well, not personally, but I think I know where I can get you one. There you are.
Archie, that's Papa's money.
Don't worry, Miss Duffy. Orson will put it back.
Yes, thank you. Now, watch closely. I take the $10 bill, I fold it, I crease it, I tear it into small pieces, and presto!
Yeah?
Confetti. Thank you. Archie, I think you'll have to let me have another 10.
Another 10? Oh, this is going to bring back the first one.
Who can tell?
All right. There you are. There's the other 10.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, watch closely. I take this $10 bill. I fold it.
He folds
it. I crease it.
He creases it.
I tear it.
He tears it.
The hand is quicker than the eye.
And the 10 is dead in a duck.
Hey, Orson, what goes on here? Just a second. Hello? Hello, Duffy. What made you call? Oh, you had a dream that things ain't going so well in the joint, huh? What did you dream? That we was being robbed. No, Duffy, we're not exactly being robbed, but you're warm. Yeah, I'll call you back. Hey, Orson, Duffy, you'll kill me. What about the $20?
Please. Have you an hard-boiled egg?
An hard-boiled egg? Why, certainly. watch your diction, Orson. Hey, this must be the trick where he cracks the egg and the money is on the inside. You know, we get the $20. Orson, we got the egg here.
Now, watch carefully. I tap it.
He taps it.
I crack it.
He cracks it.
I open it.
He opens it.
I eat it.
He eats it.
Delicious.
But, Orson, I thought the 20 was going to be on the inside.
For my next delusion.
But, Orson, what about the 20?
Quiet, please. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our next act from the mysterious East. Thank you, Princess. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The famous mind-reading princess, Madame La Zombie. The princess hears no evil, sees no evil, and speaks no English. Princess, I am ready.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Oh, this is going to be horrible.
Mr. Archer, I thought the place was empty, but two people just walked out.
Oh. All right, the princess is ready to read minds. I should like a subject. Now, you, sir. You seem to be an intelligent man. Take a number, double it, triple it, add it to itself, now divide it by two. What is the number this man's thinking of, princess?
89.
Is that correct, sir?
You want me to take a number, huh?
No! No! That bum Welles is a faker!
Just a second, sir. I will have you know that bum Welles is not a faker. That's telling, ain't it, Orson? Proceed ahead. Excuse me. Hello? Hello, Duffy. I can't talk to you now. Orson's doing tricks. Well, pretty good, except they don't work.
And now?
Hold a wire.
For my next illusion, I need plenty of room. Clear the audience out. Get rid of these tables and these glasses.
Duffy, it's only Orson. He's doing a card trick. Okay, Duffy. Relapse. All right, I'll get rid of him. Well, I'll think of something.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the famous Wells trunk trick.
Eddie, we got to get rid of this.
I am tightly tied with ropes. I will be locked into this trunk and will escape in 10 seconds. Archie, please lock the trunk.
Why? Why, certainly, Archie.
Just pretend to lock it, Archie.
Oh, sure. You don't think I'd really lock it, do you?
Just pretend. Yeah. Folks, you see, the ropes are tied.
The ropes are tied.
I step into the trunk.
He steps into the trunk.
We slam the lid.
We slam the lid.
He locks the lock.
I throw away the key. Eddie, give me that phone. Hello? How far can you ship a trunk for $20? Siberia? Okay. You'll find the 20 on the guy on the inside. Okay, cool.
Now, before we leave Duffy's Tavern, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. Duffy's jukebox, where the feet meet the beat. Well, the platter's spinning, the needle's in the groove, and here's the first number coming up. Duffy's Tavern was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.